In Parshas Balak we read where Bilam was hired to do a job, to do what he does best, to curse the Jewish people. However, each time he attempted to curse Klal Yisrael, he was unsuccessful. So he changed his location. He even changed positions within the same location. Bilam's rationale was, if one place is not working, then that means that this particular area is not conducive for my mission, and therefore I must change the location. The mission says in Masechtas Avos, Avram Avinu was the antithesis of Bilam. Avram never changed locations. Avram embodied the idea of having a makam kavua, a set place for davening. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Kalakavei makam betfilasai, one who sets a fixed place for his davening, for his prayers, Elekei Avram beEzrei. Hashem assists him in his prayers. How do we know this? Says the Gemara, we know this from Avram Avinu. Because the Pasuk says, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Avram woke up early in the morning to daven shachris. Where did he daven? El HaMokam Asha Amat Sham. He went back to the place where he davened previously. He went back to the same exact place where he always davens. Avram personified Mokam Kavua. Avram said, it's not the location that is the problem. If my tefillah is not effective, then that means I have to change myself. I must be more diligent. I must turn up the intensity of my tefillahs. I have to immerse myself in a process of self-analysis and contemplation, and down with more kavana, down with more intent. Avram went back, El HaMokam Asha Amat Sham. He said, I'll stay in the same location, and I'll work on improving myself. People have the mentality of, if I need a Yeshua, or if I need to daven for something, that means I have to get on a plane and daven by a kever of a tzaddik in a distant country. It often seems as if the yearning and longing that we have for spiritual enlightenment is in direct proportion to its distance. The further, the better. But the Torah tells us in Parshas Netzavim, Ki ha-mitzvah hazois lo nefleis hi memcha. The observance of Torah mitzvahs are not illogical. V'lo rechoikehi. Nor is it beyond our reach. Loi b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens. V'loi be'ever liyom hi. Neither is it beyond the sea. Ki karav alecha adover ma'oit. But rather, it is extremely close to you. We don't need to climb over tall mountains to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need to parachute up to the sky to find spirituality. People were in full-blown panic mode because Iran was shut down on Lag BaOmer, or because Ukraine may be inaccessible on Rosh Hashanah. But we don't need to fly to Uman or Lezhensk or Karastir to daven for Yeshua. We don't need to travel to foreign countries to find inspiration. David HaMelech tells us, Karav Hashem l'chol karav. The beauty of Judaism is that Hashem is close to us whenever and wherever on the globe we are located. We don't need to travel to foreign countries to find our Yeshua. L'chol asher yikruhu be'emes. Hashem listens to whoever calls out to Him with a sincere tefillah. Ki ata shemei tefillahs kol peh. Hashem listens to every person's tefillah, wherever you might be. Hashem does not need a GPS to find you. He's our strength in our every step, our inspiration in our every thought. Karav Hashem l'nishberei lev. He's our hope in our every despair. He's right here beside us, if we would just open up our eyes. There's an apocryphal story told about an American Jewish woman in her 60s who traveled to North India to see a celebrated guru. There were huge crowds waiting to see the holy man, but she pushed through the crowd. She said that she needed to see him very urgently. Eventually, after weaving through all the swaying crowds, she asked to speak with the elusive guru himself. She was told that he's in the middle of intense meditation, and it still may be hours and hours before she may see him. But she insisted that it's extremely urgent, and she only needs a few seconds of his time. So the heads over there, they sensed her desperation, and they granted her request. And she finally entered the tent and stood in the presence of the master himself. What she said that day was very succinct, and has entered the realm of legend. She said three words. Marvin, come home. Then again a little louder for emphasis. Marvin, listen to your mother. Enough already. Come home now. We don't need to travel across the globe to find ourselves. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.